This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As TechCrunch's Amanda Silberling writes, for all the advancements we've seen in AI, it still can't spell. If you ask text-to-image generators like DALL-E to create a menu for a Mexican restaurant, you might spot some appetizing items like taco spelled T-A-A-O or burrito spelled B-U-R-T-O and possibly enchilada as N-C-H-I-D-A amid a sea of other gibberish. And while ChatGPT might be able to write your papers for you, it's comically incompetent when you prompt it to come up with a 10-letter word without the letters A or E. It told me balaclava. Meanwhile, when a friend tried to use Instagram's AI to generate a sticker that said new post, it created a graphic that appeared to say something that we are not allowed to repeat on TechCrunch. This is a family-friendly podcast. The underlying technology behind image and text generators are different, yet both kinds of models have similar struggles with details like spelling. Image generators generally use diffusion models, which reconstruct an image from noise. When it comes to text generators, large language models might seem like they're reading and responding to your prompts like a human brain, but they're actually using complex math to match the prompt's pattern with one in its latent space, letting it continue the pattern with an answer. The algorithms are incentivized to recreate something that looks like what it's seen in its training data, but it doesn't natively know the rules that we take for granted. That hello is not spelled H-E-E-E-L-L-L-O-O-O, and that human hands usually have five fingers. Matthew Guzdial, an AI researcher and assistant professor at the University of Alberta, said, "They're getting really good at it locally. So if you look at a hand with six or seven fingers on it, you could say, oh, wow, that looks like a finger. Similarly, with the generated text, you could say, that looks like an H and that looks like a P, but they're really bad at structuring these whole things together." Engineers can ameliorate these issues by augmenting their datasets with training models specifically designed to teach the AI what hands should look like. But experts don't foresee these spelling issues resolving as quickly. As Guzdial told TechCrunch, you can imagine doing something similar. If we just create a whole bunch of text, they can train a model to try to recognize what is good versus bad, and that might improve things a little bit. But unfortunately, the English language is really complicated. And the issue becomes even more complex when you consider how many different languages the AI has to learn to work with. Some models, like Adobe Firefly, are taught to just not generate text at all. And if you input something simple like menu at a restaurant or billboard with an advertisement, you'll get an image of a blank paper on a dinner table or a white billboard on the highway. But if you put enough detail in your prompt, these guardrails are easy to bypass. Because they all said, you can think about it almost like they're playing whack-a-mole. Like, okay, a lot of people are complaining about our hands. We'll add a new thing just addressing hands to the next model, and so on and so forth. But text is a lot harder. Because of this, even ChatGPT can't really spell. On Reddit, YouTube, and X, a few people have uploaded videos showing how ChatGPT failed at spelling in ASCII art, an early internet art form that uses text characters to create images. In one recent video, which was called A Prompt Engineering Hero's Journey, someone painstakingly tries to guide ChatGPT through creating ASCII art that says Honda. They succeed in the end, but not without Odyssean trials and tribulations. But at the core, LLMs just don't understand what letters are, even if they can write sonnets in seconds. Guzdial said LLMs are based on this transformer architecture, which notably is not actually reading text. What happens when you input a prompt is that it's translated into an encoding. When it sees the word the, it has this one encoding of what the means, but it does not know about T-H-E. That's why, when you ask ChatGPT to produce a list of 8-letter words without an O or an S, it's incorrect about half of the time. It doesn't actually know what an O or S is, although it could probably quote you the Wikipedia history of the letter. Though these DALL-E images of bad restaurant menus are funny, the AI's shortcomings are useful when it comes to identifying misinformation. When we're trying to see if a dubious image is real or AI-generated, we can learn a lot by looking at street signs, t-shirts with text, book pages, or anything where a string of random letters might betray an image's synthetic origins. And before these models got better at making hands, a sixth or seventh or eighth finger could also be a giveaway. But Guzdiel says if we look close enough, it's not just fingers and spelling that AI gets wrong. These models are making these small, local issues all of the time. It's just that we're particularly well-tuned to recognize some of them. To an average person, for example, an AI-generated image of a music store could be easily believable. But someone who knows a bit about music might see the same image and notice that some of the guitars have 7 strings, or that the black and white keys on a piano are spaced out incorrectly. Though these AI models are improving at an alarming rate, these tools are still bound to encounter issues like this, which limits the capacity of the technology. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.